Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk about SharePoint in the cloud. It's a topic that's come up quite a bit recently in some of our reporting on the site. SB Tech Con just happened this week, and it was definitely a theme at the show. So for openers, let's just set the stage a little bit. SharePoint Online is really one of the fastest growing, most successful products in the Microsoft portfolio. And lots of companies of all sizes have been implementing SharePoint content management and collaboration within Office 365 using the Azure cloud because it's low cost and it provides real ease of access. But despite these conveniences, SharePoint Online still has some challenges. The Azure cloud hosts many thousands of SharePoint instances, so maintaining efficiency isn't easy. Poor content management standards in SharePoint Online implementation can lead to poor performance, which can be a major issue. But there are some ways to meet some of these challenges. So today, I have with me Scott Robinson, a consultant and SharePoint expert. So we're going to hash out some of these challenges and some tips for managing content in the cloud. So welcome, Scott.
Lauren, it has been too long.
It has been too long. We haven't really talked and hashed out some issues, so we're going to do that today, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay, so my first question for you is, why is Azure Cloud so challenging when it comes to managing content?
Well, you mentioned a minute ago, and you were exactly right when you said that SharePoint Online and Office 365 in general is one of the most successful offerings Microsoft has ever produced. And the challenge really arises from the fact that it has been too successful for its own good. The Azure Cloud has undergone wild expansion since it was first launched, and the SharePoint and Office products in particular have been incredibly popular. You can get astounding functionality at a very low cost when you buy these licenses and put your business in the cloud. Now, the problem that you end up with in this huge multi-tenant environment is that it's just so crowded that it's very difficult to keep that environment efficient. And you and I have talked about this a few times in the past. Microsoft is easy to portray as a bad guy when we talk about the limits of the functionality of the Azure cloud, but the truth is that they do a pretty good job of keeping that environment efficient given the thousands and thousands and thousands of deployments that are out there living in the cloud. So we have a number of reasons why Microsoft is difficult to really do much with in the cloud. If you're using the core functionality, you're just fine. But if you stray from the path even a little bit, then you run the risk of losing functionality or not being able to leverage some of the features that you want. There's a little bit more to it than just the environment itself. Microsoft's policies with regard to what happens in the cloud are also a bit constraining. The whole point of putting things in the cloud is not having to worry about the servers. When you use SharePoint Online and use the Azure cloud, Microsoft is tending the servers for you. They're Microsoft servers, and you're just putting your content out there. Well, the problem with that, with offloading that management burden to Microsoft, is that they're not going to say very much about what goes on behind their doors. If I'm a developer working in a SharePoint Online deployment, and I want to change something in the way my SharePoint pages work, I run the risk of breaking things because I don't have access to the server side. So it's up to Microsoft to deal with anything in that environment in their environment that might cause me grief. I don't know ahead of time when they're going to change things. They're all running, Windows Server on their servers, and the problem with that is that I have no way of knowing when they're going to roll out new patches or make some updates and changes, any one of which could clobber my SharePoint deployment. So there are a lot of challenges, but they're basically based on the fact that it's a very crowded environment up there in the Azure cloud, and Microsoft has a very hard time keeping it efficient. All things considered, they do a good job of it, but it really presents some challenges.
So that provides a good lead-in to my next question. You know, you talked about some performance issues and also some transparency and visibility into what's actually going on behind closed doors up there in the cloud. So what about internal stakeholders and community buy-in to get a content management system going? That's already challenging. Does SharePoint Online make it even more challenging?
Well, it does, and here's how it really becomes difficult. If I want my entire organization to be on the same page in terms of a SharePoint Online deployment, I can make an easy case to the money people, you know, that going SharePoint Online is going to be a smart thing to do and save the company money. The thing is that to make it work well, I need an awful lot of alignment among the stakeholders, the people who are going to be using the system, in terms of abiding by the standards that will make it efficient. Now, as you said, that's a challenge most of the time, to just get everyone on the same page and get everyone to agree even a little bit about how we're going to do this thing. That's tough in all kinds of problems, in all kinds of organizations. But when we're talking SharePoint Online, we really have to keep a close eye on what our content management standards are. Because if we don't all abide by them, then little things will creep in and make the system slow. And that's going to hurt everybody. So getting that buy-in up front and making sure that everyone understands that a commitment to shared standards is the key to success, that's more important than ever when you're in SharePoint Online.
Gotcha. And I have a feeling there's some even more specific steps that we can talk about, ways that you can manage content so that everybody is on the same page and you're kind of observing best practices. Can we talk about some of those?
Yes, exactly. All these problems that we've talked about so far, they are true challenges, but there are ways to meet these challenges. A big problem that we have in dealing with content in the cloud is, as I said earlier, content management standards. Now, the reason it's a challenge is because we want to control the user experience to a degree that doesn't chase people away. If I'm using SharePoint Online, then I want my latency, the time it takes for the page to come back when I've asked the server to provide me with something, that needs to be minimized. And there are a lot of things I can do to keep that response time quick. We have a thing called page weight. Page weight is a reference to how many objects there are in a given page that's going to render in my browser and how big the files are that make up the page. Now, if I have content management standards in place, which is to say, use no picture file that's above a certain size, or if I am uploading pictures to be rendered in pages, make sure that they conform to this range of dimensions, pictures of this size and no bigger. Or if I'm delivering other content, if I'm delivering office files of some kind, I need to make sure that those conform to a certain standard, that no files above, 5 meg or whatever. I can do an awful lot to keep my response time quick by manipulating page weight and making sure that I have standards in place to make sure that we're not causing it to take too long for a page to render. Now, these sound like very technical things, but they're actually very simple rules if you can just get everyone to agree to them. There are other things that you can do in SharePoint Online. One is you can manage static content and make response time faster by caching that content. Caching means that I've got a local pool of objects that are part of the pages I render, so that I don't have to make too many trips going back and forth to the server in order to build my page. If I've got some content cached nearby, then it's far faster to grab that content and render the page. Caching is an important part of controlling response time. Now, I can only do that with content that's static, content that's always going to be the same whenever a particular SharePoint page renders. But if I'm very judicious and if I look through, you know, the content I'm delivering to my users, I'm sure I can find an awful lot of static content that I can be caching. So these are just a couple of things that you can do to improve your response time, make sure your pages render quickly, and all it amounts to is putting a few simple rules in place and getting everyone to abide by them.
So now, just to kind of pull back and summarize for people who are thinking about a SharePoint Online implementation, what are some of the things that they should consider?
Well, there are several things. A big one is putting content moderation in place. Now, content moderation basically means I've got somebody out there in each particular site or site collection or you know, however I'm structured in SharePoint, I've got people out there who are keeping an eye on the content that's being provided. And that means making certain that the content is relevant, making sure that the content is tagged in a way that makes it easily discoverable, making sure that the content isn't excessive, that it's lean and mean, so to speak. Content moderation is something that very few companies plan for when they do a SharePoint deployment. But if they think about it and put it in place ahead of time, it makes the user experience and the management of the environment far more efficient. So that's one big thing that, that a company can do. Several other things. Be very, very honest with yourself about how much customization you really need in your SharePoint deployment. SharePoint in the cloud is not customization friendly. Now, you and I have talked in the past that SharePoint is .NET under the hood no matter what. You know, it's all .NET code, it's all SQL Server, it's all XML, it's all standard Microsoft parts. But the thing is that in SharePoint, the entire point of the experience is that most of that is canned. You don't have to go out and do it yourself. It's delivered to you out of the box. Well, people, because it's .NET, go in and they customize all the time. Well, those customizations place you at risk in the cloud, because if something breaks, then you don't have visibility into Microsoft servers to know how to fix it. And you're not going to get a lot of cooperation from Microsoft because they've got other fish to fry. It's simply too expensive for them to cater to customization. So you need to look at your deployment and say, what's the minimum amount of customization I can get away with? Because minimizing customization in SharePoint Online means minimizing risk.
So, Scott, many thanks to you for kind of putting some of these considerations in perspective and helping people think about whether SharePoint Online makes sense for them.
Oh, always a pleasure.
And we're probably going to be doing another podcast pretty soon, I think, on SharePoint development in the cloud.
Okay.
So I have a feeling I'll be talking to you soon. But until next time, thanks to Scott Robinson for joining us. And as always, if you want more information about SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time.